This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I love these lazy Saturdays.
It's Wednesday, Homer.
Ah, work!
I wish it was Saturday. I'm not going to lie to y'all. I mean, I feel like the last 2 days with those 5:10 a.m. first pitches, I'm a little stretched thin. How about that? Yeah, that's it's been a day, but you know what? We're happy to get to the end of the day. Thanks to Maddie Lee, Mike Florio, Mark Grody for joining the program. Thanks to Connor O'Donnell, Matt Anaya, Jenna Duddleston, also Ray Diaz, Brandon Fire, Adam Studzinski. Thanks to everybody who just wants to hang out, the text line, the mob. Whoever wants to hang out with us, we are appreciative. We are Bernstein and Harris. That's the name of the show. Layla Rahimi.
Why did you go into FM mode? Like, Marshall went to... Just want to thank everyone.
It was like the quiet storm.
Yeah. Can I do SNL NPR now? Can we go that direction?
Mm-hmm.
Transitions on 670 The Score, brought to you by Webb Hyundai in Highland or Merrillville, Indiana. Get the vehicle you deserve at the payment you want at Webb Hyundai.
That was really good. Need a little more vocal fry.
Well, people say I have that anyway.
I heard just a hair, but everybody over there seems to have it.
I don't know about vocal fry. By the way, that's Matt Spiegel. He's here with Lawrence Holmes, and that's the afternoon show of Spiegel and Holmes. They're taking over in the aforementioned transition. I don't know about vocal fry, but I am cooked, guys. I think I'm going to go home and sleep until about 8:45.
It turned into a great sleep day out there. Like, all of a sudden, the rain started coming?
Open up the windows.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
I think my brain tried to go on sleep mode about 11 o'clock today.
What's the temperature out right now?
It is cooling down, Marshall.
Oh, because like the way he's talking about windows open. Okay.
It's not yesterday's temperature with rain. We're losing about 15 degrees over the next 12 hours.
But let's define that. Like, perfect sleep weather can be... To me, like, it's the rain and something between, I don't know, 40 and 60. So anywhere in there where the windows are open and you got to use the blanket and pull it up to your chin.
Yes, I agree with you.
Yeah.
See, I like that. And also just because this time of year, most of our domiciles are pretty dry. Because the heat's just been on since October.
I hadn't thought about it.
So you want some humidity.
So the rain feels nice. Absolutely.
The all-natural humidifier.
Yes.
Yeah, our bed is not near the window, and I've been unhappy about
it. Is it near the wall?
For 8 years, you know, and I still haven't moved the bed, because there's really only one spot in the bedroom.
Is sweat dropping down certain body parts? Or no?
No. Are these references going over my head? Is that what's happening?
It's a song.
From yeah.
The window to the wall.
Damn it.
The sweat dropped down my...
I don't know.
All these...
Crawl.
Got it.
Oski.
We can't really sing the song.
Yeah, okay. It's not, it's not appropriate for
like, when it was
listeners.
On the radio back in the early 2000s, there were just 10, 20-second instrumental breaks.
There really were, though. I miss that, the radio, because old-school radio...
Come on, dumb it down for me and some of the listeners who don't get it. Please.
No, but listen. Back in the day...
I'm asking you to whiteboard it or blackboard it, as the case may be.
The hell? I listen
not
to that
blackboard
song.
Blackboard it.
Wow. Then whiteboard it then, if that's correct.
Brownboard it.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming.
Please brownboard
blackboard it.
I'm sorry, Layla.
It's okay.
Anyway, it was a good song for the club back in the day when I used to be in the streets back in 2005.
What is the song?
Get
I'm asking.
Low by Lil Jon and
you.
East Side Boys.
Okay, do you know who Lil Jon is?
Yes, I do.
Do you know who the East Side Boys
what?
Are?
What?
I want to know. Lil Jon is all about the crunk in Atlanta, right? Is that Lil Jon?
You're in the neighborhood.
I'm in the neighborhood.
Close enough.
Okay.
So, this right here.
Yeah.
Have you never heard this?
See how it's just instrumental?
Chris Rock did a whole bit about this song, too, by the way.
Yes.
Wait, you've never heard this song?
I probably have.
You have. You totally have.
I want Tribunosaurus to pick this one up and
throw it. I don't know. So
would we get canceled?
I'm covering the combine. It's got to be. When did this song, Studs? When did this song come out?
Like 04.
That's what we need. That's what we need to know.
I think
2005 was a good.
I think that's probably about right because it's about time.
Okay. Yeah,
so in 2005, we were definitely. This song was still in heavy rotation.
So look. I'm covering the combine. It's probably 2004 or 2005.
Okay.
And I run into a friend of mine, went to college with. Her and her husband live in Indianapolis. So she's like, hey, let's meet up. Let's go grab a drink. We go to Tiki Bob's, a legendary place in downtown Indianapolis. This woman is one of the most pious people that I know. Like, I have run into her when she has been on missionary trips in Arizona. Like, just rock solid Christian outreach person.
And yet she's comfortable at Tiki Bob's.
Well, I mean, you know, we're just having a drink or whatever.
Establishment.
That song came on. Uh-huh.
And then things changed. Things changed.
There was dancing. There was untoward dancing.
And Jesus took a back seat.
Jesus did not take the wheel. He took the back seat.
He took the back seat. And I was just sitting there going,
Satan is driving this bus.
I was like, I didn't know you moved like that.
I was not familiar with your game.
I was not familiar with her game. 4 years ago in college together, and I was not familiar with her game.
I loved it because when the Super Bowl halftime, you know, was the Mary J. Blige, Eminem, Dre, Snoop, and all these people were like, now you're going to find out who your parents really are. And
facts.
I was like, oh we're not playing all of it. It's not like we're out here with, like, Luke and, like, Knuck If You Buck.
Well, that happened too. Marshall, you may be hip to this, but the idea of Freaknik and the anniversary of Freaknik and it being a documentary and people being like, wait, you was with the Qs? You was out here with the Qs down there at the Freaknik?
Mm. I had a Freaknik reference on Saturday when I was down in Champagne.
Whoa.
Calling the games. No. It's because I saw a meme that one of my friends sent me. And it just said, sorry you're not here. It's sad that you're going to miss out on White Freaknik. And I was like, I'm the perfect person for you to send that to in this case.
That's
I did not attend Freaknik.
You're too young to have attended.
No, I'm not. Because my college roommate did attend Freaknik and I was going to go, but I was like, I got to work. And I worked instead. But
it was a good choice by you.
It was a very good choice.
Freaknik was a legendary.
Marshall Juniors out there.
He's Googling
annual.
Freaknik over here.
Well, just for me and for anybody who doesn't know, I just want to help. Freaknik was a legendary annual spring break
ATL
street
Georgia.
Party in Atlanta, Georgia. Began as a small picnic for Black college students in the 80s. Evolved into a massive cultural phenomenon. That sounds awesome.
The documentary release party was. While I was in Austin at South by Southwest last year, and I missed it because of another concert that I committed to, and I was very sad.
Was that the Paul Wall concert?
No, it was Redman, T.I., and Just Blaze, and Jazzy Jeff.
Now, South by Southwest is
and
something
Scratch
that...
Scratch Bastet?
Yeah.
I've been to South by Southwest.
Yeah, that's something that music people should experience. Although, it's been a while. I don't think I've been there in a decade, so I don't know if it's still the same kind of caliber.
It's not the same, like, scope, but...
it's not the same large sprawl.
But you find, like, some really good shows.
I mean,
Anderson Paak was there last week. I didn't go, but, yeah.
That's cool.
Speaks, just to put it in context, the Freaknik discussion, the thing that you're researching right there.
Yes, right.
You know how every weekend during the summer,
every little part of Chicago has a festival and they shut down the streets.
Of course.
Same concept. They shut down the streets, except for it's no one officially shutting down the streets. Just the people who are driving shut down the streets.
Shut down the streets for Freaknik.
On the interstate.
I like that.
And on...
Oh, the interstate?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's how it goes. The highway, the interstate, whatever, 85, 75.
Understood.
Atlanta's 95, right?
Whatever portion of rule followers is in me is upset that human progress is slowed down at that point.
Human progress was not slowed down.
It was not. People were getting exactly what they wanted.
We evolved at the Freaknik.
People were getting exactly what they came for at Freaknik.
Understood.
So it was nice.
But for then, grown adults to be like, oh, that's you. While looking at their parents and being like, "That's you," or
like camcorder footage.
I saw one of the '90s early aughts video vixens having to explain to their daughter how they were in a Jay-Z video.
Oh no!
That TikTok was hilarious.
Oh
like,
my god!
The daughter's like, "Mom, is that you?" Mom's like, yep, sure is.
See, that's funny. Generationally, that's like if your kids found like a video of you tripping at Burning Man, right? It's
yes.
Like, oh yeah, you're gonna have to explain that
what
part of my life
is all about.
Yeah, exactly.
And then do as I say,
not as I do,
or as I did.
Yeah.
How does that work for you?
Oh, with the 13-year-old to learn from my mistakes. Yeah, I don't. I'm just honest about it, and I hope that he makes the decision to skip certain things, to not even bother. And
but you understand if he doesn't,
of course.
So wait, do you?
And I want to make sure he knows he can come talk to me either way.
Do you openly share some of those bad experiences, or do you wait for him to come to you and then go, "Hey, I had an experience like this that was"?
Yeah, that's a good question. I haven't shared too many of them. Here's something I did share, Lawrence. Come here. I shared this handshake. If anybody's watching on Twitch, and I'll describe it otherwise. There's the regular handshake, then you go to the Soul Brother handshake, right? Then you go to that one, which is kind of like the thumb wrestling one. Then you bring the thumb together, and then you bring the forefinger up, and you make the joint, and you squeeze it. And you and you smoke it.
Your imaginary joint.
And then you throw it on the ground.
And stomp it.
And stomp it. And you stomp it out. So that handshake.
You already shared that with him?
And then you make the joint.
Tell me, is this questionable parenting? I loved that handshake.
I think that's good.
When I learned that handshake as a kid, I taught it to everybody.
You guys should have a handshake.
I taught it to my kid, and he's like, oh my God, that's the greatest. Oh my God, that's the greatest. And he has now gone to school and taught it to a whole bunch of his friends.
I thought you were going for the diamond cutter there for a second.
No, but
I thought it was going to be the snap.
Ray, you know that handshake. Can you bring it up?
And yes.
You pinch the fingers together, and you throw it on
familiar.
The ground?
I'm familiar. I'm familiar, for sure.
Am I the bad parent who has now brought that to seventh grade?
You know,
I don't think so.
Seventh grade feels a little young, but I can
it's
see it.
It's a handshake.
It's a handshake,
and it's a legal substance,
Okay, that's probably the best point that Ray just made, the fact that that's not illegal anymore.
But it's not like they don't talk about that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, but exactly. If a teacher, depending on the school and the school district, if a teacher catches him doing
totally.
That with another kid, he might get in trouble.
I'll take that hit.
What are you
going to
say?
Me.
It's not weed paraphernalia. It's your hand.
And say, you know what? I thought it was a funny handshake. I understand your
just
concerns, teacher.
Just walk up and
teacher.
Be like, smoke weed every day.
No, see, I'm not espousing that.
I thought that was the whole point of middle school, was to learn things that were adjacent, that were silly, that made you feel like you were cool.
That, right?
Or
and
more
then
like
high
an
school
adult.
Is when you find out how people actually do those things or you don't. That's the dividing line.
I think that's probably accurate.
Depending if you have older siblings, you find out quicker.
Yeah. And now
everything.
But now the danger
now,
is
I was an older sibling and my siblings learned nothing from me because I was like, I have to study and do 75 extracurricular activities.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Don't want to be is the guy, is the dad who's like trying to be buddies with his kid and like it, like, you know, introduces something that's fun but is problematic.
That's why I always tell you the belt.
Yeah. See, maybe if I
that's how you ensure it.
Two words.
Lartz, the belt. Lartz has been added as a parenting consultant in our house.
A terrible one.
Okay.
I wouldn't say how many times have you heard those two words out of his mouth?
You need a little more depth in terms of the options that you present. You're kind of one note.
No, but speaks.
Yeah, right.
How many times has he said those two words to you, would you say?
The belt?
Yeah.
I mean, how long have we been working together now?
Seven months?
At least three times a month.
Yeah,
once a week.
Okay. Just in case.
But is he wrong? Case. Are you struggling with this? The belt.
Right. That's exactly how I feel. Like, hey, if there's one of those things you're just not sure, you go.
Although he's getting beyond belt age now.
Like, he's getting close.
Yeah, that's
like, he's getting close enough that he might be able to snatch the belt.
Is this like the Grandpa Simpson's friend who taught school one day as a sub and he was like, that's a paddling.
That's
a paddling.
There it is. Yeah, you're 100% right.
Same vein.
Tanny just sent me an Aaron Rodgers handshake. Who is that he's doing that with? Somebody named Gardner, an old Green Bay teammate.
It's a guy named Matt Spiegel.
It's a guy named Sauce Gardner. It was with the Jets.
Oh, yeah. So it's not, a Green Bay teammate. So Aaron Rodgers and Sauce Gardner have the pinch a joint handshake that I have taught my son. Oh, no.
Interesting how
you know how to be like Bridget. Aaron Rodgers.
I hope he turns out more like Sauce Gardner than Aaron Rodgers. At this point.
Sauce put the cheese head on his head to troll the Packers. That was a fun time.
I agree. I have fewer problems with Sauce than I do with Aaron right now.
Sauce Gardner is going into year 4, right, of his career, or maybe year 5. Do you know who one of the people is that he intercepted? Dylan Gabriel, who is still not made it to the NFL
yet,
wrapped up his college football career.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
It is crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. How many years are kids allowed to play now?
Well, six, apparently.
Was it Brandon Haywood was telling us about somebody who's on year six in this tournament?
Well, is that because of COVID, though?
Yeah, a lot of the students got an extra year because of COVID, but that is coming to an end, I think, with
this
graduating class.
Yeah, this is it.
You got no matter like where you were, you got an extra year. So if you were a senior last year and because you had gone through this, you get an extra year. But I think this is when that no longer applies after the graduation season.
Got you.
What they call it, a super senior? Isn't that the right term?
Super senior is fifth year.
Right, but I think
now
like,
we're like,
are you like super COVID
well,
senior?
Super well,
like,
duper senior.
Super duper senior.
Haley Van Lith, I want to say, now has 2 postgraduate degrees.
I had forgotten about her until she just popped up as a conference champion. Like, I'm still here.
I'm so.
They're not going to make me guard the best player on another team this year.
Speaks, you know how I feel about vindication.
You're Mr. Vindication. Mr. Validation, actually.
Did a whole podcast on justice for Haley Van Lith.
It really is a real thing.
Because
no, you're laughing, but it's serious.
Because I felt like Kim Mulkey looked at her and was like, "You're me." And Haley Van Lith was like,
"I'm way better."
Look, Kim used to ball.
Yeah, that's cool. Different era, but
Haley Van Lith is a killer. Like, she's not a point guard there to distribute the ball. She goes and gets buckets.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And she wasn't able to do that. And you can see how clunky it looked at LSU. And I'm just like, she needs to go someplace else. At Louisville, they knew what they were doing. You're like, go get your money. She goes to TCU. They win a conference. She, you know, she got her gold medal for the 3-on-3. I'm so happy for her. Because it just seemed like, man, this could, with the rise of, like, Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, it looked like Haley Van Lith was going to be left behind. And now, here she is, getting ready to jump on the stage again and show people she can get buckets.
That's what it's supposed to be. That's what your extra opportunities are supposed to help you with.
That's
true.
That's,
she took advantage of what was given to her and did the right thing. Like, that's awesome.
I will talk about this at some point. I don't know if it'll be Friday or next week, early next week, but the women's tournament is lit. The women's tournament is
filled with all sorts of drama.
Superstars, drama, whatever you need.
USC is mad because they ended up in the bracket of death. Dawn's mad because she's not the overall number one seed.
Although she did get they got taken behind a woodshed.
Yeah.
That's it. They didn't have the outright.
And UCLA is just like, come with it. We got something for you inside and outside.
And the USC-UCLA thing is...
It's lit.
It's taken to another level of intensity, petty anger.
And I believe my favorite player is playing tonight, Audie Crooks at Iowa State.
Oh, yeah.
Feet like a ballerina.
Yeah. But she don't try to just muscle up with her because you're
going
to
lose.
You're going to lose
that
battle.
You're going to lose that battle. So there's a lot.
That's amazing. I love the level and volume of conversation on women's hoops that just happened. Just because we like sports. Sometimes people might forget. Like, we will go on deep dives on all sorts of weird-ass sports stuff. And it's like, it's a backdrop. That's why these jobs are the greatest, man. It's a backdrop for these conversations that are going to pop up, and then we're ready to go.
You're sports riffing.
We actually like stuff. We're interested in stuff.
Well, it's one of the reasons.
Yeah, it's like doing, it's riffing in music.
It's the same thing.
It's why I get frustrated sometimes, like when we deal with teams or like PR arms of teams, or it's like, oh, you just want us to lose. I'm like, no. You know what's great? You know what happens for our radio station when your team loses and then goes into the abyss? Things are the worst.
Yeah,
unless you're the Bears and you happen to be interesting. Like, last year was a bit of an anomaly from that standpoint. You winning, people were like, hey, what does Layla think about the Cubs?
Yeah, and I really mostly just prefer that they're interesting. Winning is better, but interesting is best. And then when they're not interesting, it's our job to find out what's interesting.
But then there's like there's this line, though, of when you go from, like, the White Sox ran into it last year. There's a point where you go, It's not interesting and it's not worth it.
I know it.
And unfortunately, business sees it that way. You know, like that, look at the lack of White Sox coverage, and it's in part to what you've heard corporate say.
And you know what happens is that even when we are interested, it slips through the cracks. I'll tell you this right now. The two best arms in the entire White Sox organization are not the lefties. They're not Hagen Smith and Noah Schultz. They are this kid, Shane Smith, the Rule 5 pickup from Milwaukee, and Grant Taylor, this righty who's throwing 100 coming straight off Tommy John. That might be the first time maybe the second time I've mentioned those two names on this show in this time slot in the last 6 weeks. It doesn't resonate. So, like, there's interesting stuff happening, but that team is going to be so bad again that it's a battle.
Think about 46 wins.
Damn right.
How many wins?
Remember, you have a dollar on the line with each of us.
Yeah.
46 and a half, so...
Yeah, they'll get better than that.
I think so, too.
Yeah. I'll say 50 and a half.
I think we should bet one of these White Sox.
You'll go to 50 and a half? Let's do a reefer handshake bet on that.
Not a reefer handshake bet.
I only do that bet with my son, like a proper gentleman.
That's a good man. You're a good man. But think about what we were even discussing. And one of the things that we might talk about today as it pertains to the White Sox.
The food.
We
discussed that.
They keep killing that part.
The Shitalian looks intense, but awesome.
Everything that they got going on there that isn't the actual thing on the field.
That's why.
Did you get your passes yet?
That's why you're buying the ballpark pass.
I just want one of those games with you. You know, we hang out.
All right.
Rock.
That's a done deal.
But the point is, to reiterate, and we have data showing it. It's why we talk about certain teams more than others. When your team is not good, it's not good for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All of our metrics show that our ratings increase when the Bears are good, when the Cubs are good, when the White Sox are good. It's a volume thing. It's
so 0-2 is not moving the needle is what you're saying?
Well,
it is moving the anger needle.
At least Biggs and I were vindicated in a way.
Are y'all angry?
No. We'll find out who's angry in our four-pack, but the anger that's out there, it is delicious. The baseball anger, because the season is back. People missed.
That's like the official. Oh, they missed being angry.
They missed having the opportunity to be angry about so many damn things. There's people angry about, like, to my count, about 8 different things from the game this morning and the 2 games overall. Maybe 9 or 10.
Also me. Runners in scoring position. Slugging percentages.
Whatever it is.
Extra base hits.
You'll have an opportunity to air your grievances.
OPSs.
Or when the other team gives you a bunch of walks and you can't do anything with it.
How about the schedule
itself?
Did
they walk 16?
The schedule. Whew, I told her, I was like, if they can get through April around 500, you're cool.
How about these games themselves? You got people now turning on the games themselves. The existence. Like, everything. There is opportunity for everything.
Speaking of that, do we know if the White Sox are getting a deal done? Or not the White Sox, CHSN getting a deal done to get on cable?
I don't think it's going to happen before the season starts. If it does, that would be great.
The DirecTV stream happened.
Yeah, there is now. DirecTV,
Chicago bundle.
But here's the thing. A lot of people that I talked to thought that the pressure of the NBA would actually help in that regard more so than the pressure of Major League Baseball. So if the bull season didn't do it, I'm not sure that White Sox season is going to. That there were a lot of folks that thought that the NBA writ large would be able to kind of be like, hey, can you help a brother out and let's try and make some of these deals as fair as possible for everyone. Baseball doesn't carry the same weight, and so it could be a while. This could be a situation like with what you had in Minnesota and Denver.
Houston
for a while.
Well, we had distribution on Comcast. We just didn't have distribution with anybody else. And we didn't have an over-the-air option.
People have to make choices, and it's rough. Like, it's a rough choice for someone to make. Like, the idea of upsetting your comfort of, oh, I know how my system works. I like the way my system works. You mean I got to go get a whole new system? I got to go take this equipment back. I got to go buy this equipment from the store just to watch a team that's probably going to lose 100 games. That's not like that's a hard thing to put upon a fan that's already feeling squeezed in every possible way, and not just with their entertainment dollar.
No, with their basic dollars.
It's with their breakfast dollar at this point, which is going to be my new show on Fox Sports 1.
Breakfast dollar.
I prefer balls for breakfast. I mean, dollars are delicious, but balls are great.
So I'm going to do that. So, yeah.
I'm just going to laugh at that for a second.
Thank you.
I do think that it actually does help to call your cable company. I know nobody wants to hear it, but
I think it does too. True. But I also think if someone's sitting there at their crib and they like how they like the back button on their Xfinity remote, or if they just like the fact that they know where everything is and they don't want to have to start over for the White Sox, That's a fair point. That.
That's a fair point.
But also, you know, make if you want to talk about, like, we want to talk about it, then say something. So could it, like, say it.
See something, call, say something.
But yeah, you're a customer, call your cable company too. I know that sounds cheesy, but, you know, it's like when you get those surveys, if you really like the, you know, the CVS that gives you the survey, fill it out, because those things actually, they do take that data.
So we shall see. Here's what we got coming up on the show today. As we mentioned, we are going to spend a little bit of time talking about everything that had to do and what's happening in Japan or happened in Japan. We are also going to talk with Derek Stevens. He's going to join us at 3 o'clock because we are going back to Circa.
Can you tell him we want to go?
By the way, yeah. When do I get to go to Circa?
Oh, it's a good question.
I would imagine fairly soon, Marshall.
Oh, I'm gonna say, because, you know, we're
would you let
that
him know we
want to
go
week.
Back?
Yeah.
Just keep doing what you're doing. Show's sounding great, and stay off socials.
I will say, though, there was an invitation to Marshall to come to Circa when we were at Circa.
But it wasn't the same. It wasn't like everything was taken care of, and like I was doing Circa shows. I want to do the whole experience. I've never done it.
I would be shocked if the two of you are not at Circa at some point in the next 5 months.
And also, you're welcome for doing the afternoons. What day is that? Wednesday?
Yeah, it's coming.
Thank you guys
that's
for switching with us
we're
next Wednesday.
We're switching with you. You need to put in a good word with Circa.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair. You're doing us a solid. Layla.
You're welcome for taking the afternoon slot. It's much better than this one for your day. I promise you.
I actually suggested, I was like, hey, what if I just said, I don't acknowledge that time slot, and then I just was on with you
think
guys.
The
and
afternoon
I'm just
show
in the
slot,
again.
The timing is better than working middays?
For your life?
Lawrence, you could speak to that.
It's pretty great.
Because the middays, you're essentially working a split shift. Because you watch the game at night, and then you're working
I watch
in the morning.
Game whenever I feel like
Marshall,
watching the game.
Marshall, the beautiful don't thing about it question. Is you legitimately have the entire morning to yourself.
But you're still not off the hook, Shane.
Afternoon.
Somebody tell Derek that we want to see him at Circa.
I'm a mornings guy, so having the morning, like, Capana. But it's the up till noon at least. You've got the whole to do whatever it is that you want to do. And then you come in here at 1 o'clock, you do the show. By the time you finish the show, nobody's here to bother you. There's management's not lurking around. There's not weird salespeople who don't know your name or what you like. None of those people are here.
Wow.
So you can just live, and then you can leave. It's beautiful.
And then you watch a game.
Then you go have dinner, and you watch a game.
I'll be honest, I miss picking up my son after school. I do miss that.
Oh. Well,
the counter was strong. The counter was strong.
Just, okay. I'm not saying I don't like you or like
doesn't
the
that
chef.
Pickup line take hours?
Spiegel and Harris.
Wow.
Can't wait to teach
the
him
point
the
is, we're doing you a favor.
He's already
I saw it.
He's already
got it.
He's already got it down.
We're used to multiple handshakes.
We're doing you a favor, so do us a favor and put in a good word.
Oh, yeah. You're the queen of Circa. Come on.
Also,
every time you go there, people like throw rose petals at your feet.
Rose petals?
I don't know about all that. We had to bounce a girl out of the cabana last time.
All right, that's just a rando townie.
I mean,
I'm
that's what happens when you get a
at
table
Circa.
At the club, you know? That's what happens.
The people at Circa
roll up
love
table.
Layla. So
we have a good time.
Don't let her fool you, Marshall, that she is being left out in the cold. People at Circa love Layla.
I've just never been. So.
If we don't break soon, I'm going to take another
shot.
I'm going to do another random shot. We can't have
that. We're going to talk about baseball.
I'm falling apart.
And who mad next on the score?
This segment is brought to you by the Way Back In. When you find yourself bettling. That's not a word. And thinking about gambling all the time. When you lose more than you win, and when gaming is affecting your job, relationships, and more, are you really winning? We're here to help you because you are not alone. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit areyoureallywinning.com.
Breaking news. Bet365 is now live in Illinois.
Join Bet365 today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet $5, win or lose. And for a limited time only, Bet365 is dropping a super boost for 1 point to be scored in the first game of the tournament at +100.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Illinois. T's and C's apply.
Advanced solutions from Comcast Business help turn today's enterprises into engines of modern business. It's how retailers become logistics mastering, supply chain transforming, seamlessly restocking, frictionless paying favorite shopping destinations.
Thank you for shopping.
and how nationwide restaurants become customer-focusing, touchscreen ordering,
second window, please,
rapidly customizing, quick-serving eateries. It's how we turn financial firms into market tracking, client servicing, cyber-securing economic engines.
Loan approved. Congratulations.
And how hospitals become the patient scanning, data managing, welcome to the worlding, life-changing healthcare facilities that we all depend on. With leading networking and connectivity, advanced cybersecurity, and expert partnership, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities. Restrictions apply.
You wouldn't know it, but most financial advisors are put in a box. I'm Jeff Jr. from Trajan Wealth, and I want to provide you a little insight about financial advisors. Most financial advisors have to sell what their company requires them to sell, and many advisors have to only adhere to what's called a suitability standard. A suitability standard is a limited standard of care, not requiring what's sold to be best, just suitable. Advisors with this loose standard often have limited investment and product selection. Trajan Wealth is held to a fiduciary standard, which is the highest standard of care in the advisory business. And that's just one of the many reasons we have billions of dollars under our care and attract clients from other advisors. Raise your standards today and call Trajan Wealth.
630-360-9000. That's 630-360-9000.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
Hey, Sox fans, it's baseball season, and Chicago Sports Network is the new home for your Chicago White Sox. Head over to chsn.com to sign up for your 7-day free trial today. Download the app and stream the Sox now. Chicago Sports Network, where Chicago comes first.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.